Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Just one last Tosafa about our previous conversation of Bittul Isser L'Chatchila within the industrial setting. So last time we saw the tshuva of the Igros Moshe concerning blended whiskeys, and it seemed like Rav Moshe maintained that it's okay to purchase a product that was created al yidei bittel, assuming the various factors are relevant. In other words, even though I know that some percentage of this product which I wish to buy is treif, but still, assuming the bittel was done, and let's assume the bittel was done by heter, like gayim or the like, as he explained, it would be okay. However, that leads to the following question. Well, maybe we should also be able to put a hashgach on that. Meaning to say, let's say someone comes to the OU and they say, we want to put hashgacha on such and such product. And OU comes and looks and sees that there's treif in the product. But they say, yeah, but it's less than shishim. So it's batel. And OU says, well, it's wrong. Asa levatel l'chatchila. So they're lamdin. They say, we're goyim. There's no iser for us levatel asa l'chatchila. So they say, but you're doing it for Jews. But he says, okay, but it's 10% of the population and called the parish and all the stars of Rav Moshe. So maybe it should be mutter to put an OU on such a product. So Rav Moshe was asked this question, not exactly this question, but a similar question in Igros Moshe, Yoredeya Chelek Bei Simen Mem Aleph. And the questionnaire was, if the kalim used are treif, but they're einam b'nei yoman, is it okay to give a hechsher on such a product? And Rav Moshe writes, even though technically speaking, if it was done, it would be mutter, mikol mako mechur hadaver lahashkiach velo hagala. So it's mechur. This is a little reminiscent of the Rajba that we saw at the beginning of the Simen, that even if you hold that there's no iser deraisa of ein mevatlan iser l'chatchila, still it's, he doesn't write mechur hadaver, it's meguna, but the same idea. So it's a, not necessarily the identical svara, but perhaps a similar idea. Rav Moshe writes that it's wrong to put a hashgacha on it. Now, again, he's not necessarily saying that there's no reason not to buy the product l'chatchila. He's writing that to put a hashgacha on it is inappropriate. Now, you might have said then that, in fact, there is no reason to buy it l'chatchila. However, Rabbi Schechter believes that it's still ideally inappropriate to buy such a product l'chatchila if, at the very least, a similar product is available with a hashgacha. Meaning to say that I happen to know that this particular product has some treif ingredient in it, that's batel, and I could buy it, and next to it is a product with an OU on it. So Rav Schechter writes that just like we say, and we'll see this a little more later, that the reason why davar sheish lo matirim chazal were machmir to say there's no bittul is because achshev shech tochlenu b'iser tochlenu b'hater, at least that's the view of Rashi. So too, when it comes to a product that was created al yidei bittul, we would say a similar type of thing. It's not formally usher, but we would say it's better when you could have the same product equally, or maybe even not so equally, maybe if it's a little more expensive, where you draw the line would be unclear, but at least ideally better to buy the product with Yashgacha. And that's why that's one of the reasons why it's mechuar to put a Hashgacha on such a product. Because Rav Schechter, and this is the OU policy in general, maintains that when you put a Hashgacha on a product, you're not just saying it's mutter, it's kosher, but it's kosher v'yosher. It's ideal. It's the best possible product, l'chol adeos, without any compromises. And that being the case, so then it's inappropriate to put a hechsher on something, because when you put a hechsher on something, you're saying that this is mutter without compromises. And even if technically speaking it is mutter, alidei bittel, but it's wrong to put a hechsher on such a product. Many, many, many of the shilas that the OU deals with relate to questions of this nature. I'll give you one interesting example. This is from document N9. The OU has many, many hundreds of tshuvos, mostly from Rav Shachter and Rav Belsky, on questions that came up. They're tshuvos ktsaros, they're not so hard to get. Some of them are readily published, some of them you have to ask someone on the OU if you could have them, but generally speaking, they're happy to share them. So here was the following question. You had a company that was looking for a hechsher from the OU. So in order to make this product, you need a certain type of bacteria. In order to make the bacteria, you need to feed the bacteria. In order to feed the bacteria, they would mix some iser into heter, and there was a shear bittel. So the question is, could you use this product? So I would have said, okay, well, you should be able to feed the bacteria because it's pashat, and the Pnei Yeshua writes this explicitly, you're allowed to mix iser with heter to, let's say, feed your dog. So I should be able to mix iser with heter to feed my bacteria. And certainly over here where there's a shear bittel. So Rav Shachter says, no, that's not true, because since the bacteria are not nira le'enayim, it is a din of iser shenishtana. Now there's even though the iser, after feeding it to bacteria, turns into something else, but it's iser shenishtana, as opposed to davar shenispatma me ma'achalos asuros. Okay, so he says, therefore, that if this factory was Jewish-owned, so then, of course, it would be aser to give hashgach on such a factory, because it would aser to do this. Well, the factory isn't Jewish-owned. Says still, he invokes Rav Moshe. Rav Shachter is very into this. Rav Moshe says it's meguna to give hechsher to such a factory. But then he writes, ach, im yaskimu lehanik hechsher lemifal shekazeh, al menas lehachlif es markivei hataroveh she'ala gedelim habakteria toch shana, so then, b'chiyei gavna hayo nira lomar de'adiraba, ein kan kiyur oginai, elo yesh kan revach v'tikun. B'chiyei gavna nira lomar, so, interesting, he says that since giving the hechsher would eventually lead to improvement in the situation, so then it would be better. Interesting. So these types of questions, as I said, are very common in industrial kashrus, bittul iser l'chatchila questions. Yes?
In terms of buying products,
So it's a very interesting question. It's a famous Prima Gadim that says that someone who says they're machmir, that they don't want to rely on bittel, they're going to be machmir. So they're not a machmir, they're a kofer. Why? That's a Prima Gadim. Okay. Well, I'll answer the question I thought you were asking, and then I'll try to answer the question you were asking.
Companies have to write it. That's a good question. Did they use bittel?
What do you mean if they're hechsher, but nobody will get, no decent hechsher kashrus organization would give a hechsher to such a product. Less than ideal kashrus organizations do give hechsherim to such things, but good, highly reliable kashrus organizations will never give a hechsher. None of them will give a hechsher to something that relies on bittel. Now, there's a... I'll get to your question in a second. The question I thought you were asking, which is an interesting question, which we'll get to when we talk about... Achshe Shetochlanu, when we talk about Damashish L'matirin. But there is a Prima Gadim that says that someone who wishes to be machmir and not rely on bittel is not a machmir, it's a kofir, because the Torah says there's such a thing as bittel, and you think you're more firm than the Torah, that you're denying a principle in the Torah. The question is, how does that shtim with the concept of achshe shetochlanu v'iser tochlanu v'heter? Presumably the answer is going to have to be something along the lines of, there you're not denying bittel, but still, it's an interesting question, and it relates to what we'll actually talk about today, and we talked about last year, which is, to what extent do you think bittel is something that totally eradicates the iser, or is the sivas iser still there? Your question is, what about the taz? The taz says something else. Now there it's slightly different. Related, I agree. There the taz said what? The taz says that when you're not mechad, there's no iser of bittel iser l'chatchila when you're not mechadim l'batel, but that's only when it's yasher b'inyan acher, or at least difficult to avoid, as the Prima Gadim says. So, would you say that you had a situation where they did bittel for a different purpose, but it could have been avoided? So, we might not, that's an interesting question, we might not pile chumra al gabi chumra, meaning to say that once, if you had a kashra, if you had a, let's say, a gayish company that did bittul, but they weren't machaving the bittul, but they could have avoided bittul, would you give a hechshir to such an organization? Or would you say, even in that case, it's mechor adavar? So it's hard to really answer such a question, because there's no makor for this. Rav Moshe made it up, that it's mechor adavar. So, not to say that it's wrong, it's a hergish, it feels wrong. So the question is, well, does this feel wrong? In other words, where would you draw the line? Now, everybody, let's say, OU does give a hechshir and raspberry jelly, as we said, even though that relies on the bittul of the bugs, because we assume that they weren't machavim the bittul, and that would be okay even for a Jew, because we see that as the hechshir b'din acher. So the question is here, where would you draw the line? And that's why I said before, there are a number of shilos brought to the OU and the other kashrut organizations deal with, which are basically your question. And it's hard to know for sure, because we're dealing with an ish, a hagdara that's not nitan lahagdir, i.e., what is mechor hadavar and what isn't so mechor hadavar.
I'm wondering if like, the beer guy would even make this way, since it's like cost facts.
Right, it certainly would. In other words, there's no doubt, just like when Tzvi Begadim says that if it's very difficult, that's considered yefter binyan acher. Likewise, if it's extraordinarily expensive, it's yefter binyan acher. After all, we've got to take the raspberry jelly case. You could check raspberries. Now, it would make jelly prohibitively expensive, but it's not impossible. So I think it's a fine line, and probably different poskim would give different answers. Largely because, again, a question like this is really not, you're not dealing with hard and fast klalim. And you see that in the tshuva, that's why I cited this tshuva from Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter said, it's wrong to give such a hechshir to such a place, but at the same time, if they agree to change within a year, you could give them a hechshir now. Now, if something was treif, you would never say, well, you know, okay, you know, you could, as long as you agree to change in a year, well, we'll give you a hechshir, right? Obviously, you would never say such a thing. Here, it's not treif. It's heter gomor. Elamai, it's mechor. But, you know. So that's really the question. And again, these types of shilas are really, you know, the hashara of the Baal Hara is what's going to determine it. It's not something that is clear rules. Okay. So...